I want to conclude with one thought. Many people find themselves every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur facing the same challenges. And I think that if a person works with this method and works with achievable goals, sustainable goals, then hopefully next year you will not be facing the same challenge as you are this year. Let's take a small example. People say they have to lose weight. And people spend their whole life dieting. Like someone once said, I'm an expert dieter. Right? Because they've been dieting so many years. What would happen if a person would challenge himself and say, okay, I'm not working to get down 40 pounds. What I am working is that this year I will not gain weight. I will not eat sweets, let's say, other than, person leaves himself certain loopholes so that he can live, right? People shouldn't go all out. I'll eat sweets on Shabbos, or I'll only eat sweets together after I finish breakfast or after I finish lunch or whatever. Person gives himself something attainable. And I will try to lose 5 pounds continuously. All year, I will be 5 pounds lower than I am now. I will challenge myself to maintain that weight. It's doable. And that's something a person can hold on to. A person tries to lose 40 pounds and keep the weight off. People spend their lives going up and down and up and down. If a person could maintain their weight level 5 pounds lower all year long, just eat a little bit less every time we eat. Just keep things a little bit down. Next year we could go down another 5 pounds and keep it down. So that's a small example. Every person knows where their weaknesses lie. And again, our goal should be to conquer things with time. We don't have to conquer the world today. But we do have to conquer something today. Let's take a step forward. For many guys at the Machon, you don't have to take another step forward. You've already taken too many steps. It's a question of thinking, okay, what can I hold on to from all this? Very often guys here take way too many steps forward. A guy walks into the Machon and 2 weeks later he thinks he could keep Kashrus and Shabbos and everything in the book. And it doesn't work that way. Things have to happen gradually. You try to take on everything all at once. You go crazy. You got to work gradually. So for most guys, it's a question of finding the balance.